Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Skamish here live on OFL After Dark. We got a lot to go through tonight. Omaha 8 tournament just kicked off. A lot of big names in there. A lot of newcomers like South Jersey, Boss 2, Believe in Monsters, getting into his first tournament. Good luck to everybody. I think they're about to kick off in 5 minutes. Not sure if that will be on Twitch or not. A lot of big things going on. I want to introduce the community to the strongest group right now, the strongest team, Team Legit. Team Legit's going to be calling in. I think we're going to hear from Double J, Matter, Null, all those boys, VX Assassin possibly calling in, SC Bolt. I'm telling you what, guys, in this community, you are all good players, but this team, this is something like the Bulls back in the 90s. This is something like I haven't seen yet. So, we'll see. We'll see. But let's go right to the callers. A lot of people calling in right now. We got a 321 calling in. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with this morning?
It's your boy, Matter Null.
There he is, Matter Null. I'm glad we got to your call first. We're talking a lot about Team Legit. I'm starting to make a lot of noise, opening a lot of eyes. As you can see, a lot of the other teams, such as Team Houston, Team Balkino, these other teams, they're kind of gone back into their hole like the groundhog. If he doesn't see a shadow or whatever, we're not hearing them. So I have a theory that they're kind of regrouping, remapping, and re-strategizing and trying to figure out how to attempt to tackle Team Legit. And the news that came out of Team Legit's camp last night with the addition of a big-time player and VX Assassin XA out of Virginia, you combined him with SC Bolt 21, a top 10 player in Madden rankings right now on head-to-heads. And then you mix those guys with an already strong team of you, Double J, Black Assassin 10. And it's a really, really, it's a super team, man. There's no way else to put this. But Matter Null, I want to get right to the point with you. You're pretty much the mastermind behind this team, correct?
Actually, I would not be the one to take the credit for it. I'll give the credit all to Black Assassin and Double J. They are the founders of the team.
Right, but you're the one who was able to get the big acquisitions of SC Bolt 21 and VX Assassin, correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty much like the recruiter because, you know, I've been in the OFL since the jump, so I pretty much know the weak players from the stronger players. I know what the right combination. So, yeah, I pretty much have been the one recruiting.
And how did you go about getting big-time players like that to sign on with you?
I told them after I played games with them, I told them I respect the game and I like some of the packages they send on defense and, you know, when to chat. And then when I got Bolt to join, I actually started off, you know, talking shit to him because he was sending some nasty blitzes at me. I thought it was illegal. And then after talking to you and seeing that it was all legal what he was doing, I figured, hey, man, I need that team on Team Legit. And that's how that all started.
Yeah, I met Bolt and I talked to Assassin a little bit, and you know I'm familiar with Double J and Black Assassin and yourself, obviously. It actually makes a lot of sense now that I see the formation of the team. A lot of personalities, they're all a little different, but I think they gel and work really well. So I actually see this team sticking together. So, that's interesting. And how were you able to convince VX Assassin VA to get on board with you?
VA Assassin, man, I've played maybe four times, maybe. I played him over there in group recently. I, you know, told him pretty much the same thing, how we matched up good and he should combine his talent with the talent we already had. And I mentioned some of the names that was in the group already, and you know, he said he wanted to hop on board with us. And he said he needed some more lab partners. And I told him that we definitely have lab sessions every day, you know, improve each other's game in some orderly fashion. And last night he finally said he wanted to come aboard.
All right. Well, we got a caller coming in from the 757 area code. Thanks for being on hold. You got the commish here. You got Matternaw with us here on OFL After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
This is DX Assassin. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, hey, Assassin. We were just actually speaking about you. A big-time player coming out of Virginia, big on the tournament scene. You came into the OFL maybe, what, a month ago, 2-3 weeks ago? Pretty recent. But now you're joining up with Matternaw and Team Legit. Why did you choose this team over some of the other teams out there?
Well, first of all, they came to me, you know, they said, look, we like you on the team and everything. Like, you feel like you're a good player and you feel like you can help bring something to the table and make us tougher. So I felt like that would be a great opportunity to help, like, share my skills and learn some stuff from them that I don't know. And, you know, just possibly, like, help better each other and create a strong team to help run the team.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Now, you've been in the OFL now, like I said, for a couple weeks now, maybe a month. What are some of the things you like about the OFL Now community, and what are some of the things you think we could improve on to even become stronger and better?
What I love about the OFL is the communication. It's great communication. You're doing a great job of letting people know to get their games in. The scheduling is great with Seminole League and everything. The tournaments, you got a tournament each and every day, so like you always can keep playing, get reps, and be competitive and everything. So it's always a great feeling and everything. So.
All right, I appreciate the good words there. But what do you think something we could really improve on so we can keep getting building on what we've started here?
I feel like, I mean, everything is good. You guys are doing a great job. I don't feel like you guys need to improve in anything. You got, like, a ranking system going. That was bringing a lot of competitiveness out of everybody. I'm trying to think. I mean, you got enough leagues and everything, so I feel like, honestly, I'm doing a great job so far.
Thanks, man. Speaking of the rankings, you've actually got to experience the whole rankings. Actually, you were up there as high as number 2, pushing to be number 1. I don't think you ever made it to 1, but then you kind of hit a 3-game slide there, and now I think you're around 17 or 18. Do you believe you'll be bouncing back and getting up in that top 5 pretty soon? And what do you attribute your little 3-game slide to?
Oh, yeah, I feel like I got a good opportunity to bounce back to top 5. I took a couple of tough losses here and there, but I learned from them. So I'm going to come back stronger, be a threat, and definitely get on this win streak, start winning again, and prove that I'm still a top 4 in the game.
Okay, all right. And I actually, I firmly and honestly believe that we will see VX Assassin back in the top 5 in no time. Let's bring in another caller here from the 610 area code. 610, you're now live on the air with the Commish, Maternal, and VX Assassin, all members of Team Legit. I'm not a member of Team Legit. As a Commish, I can't join any teams, but if I would, I'd like to be a part of them because everybody wants to play with LeBron. You know, I'd be like Norris Cole or some shit with these guys just hanging out, tagging along for the wins. Who knows? Anyways, who do we have this evening?
This is Double J 125.
Double J 125. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just took a nap, you know.
You woke up?
Oh, shoot. Here we go.
Is that the baby?
Yeah.
We
man.
Haven't really got a chance for you to call in too much. I know you've been busy with work and family and stuff, but a lot going on there with Team Legit, you know, picking up SC Bolt, VX Assassin. How do you feel about these big-time players joining forces with an already extremely talented crew?
Well, we feel very happy with the new acquisitions that we have, you know. And, you know, they're here to help us, and we're here to help them. So we're helping each other, so that's what makes this a pretty good group. And by the way, we're not called Team Legit anymore.
Oh, you're not?
No, we're not. We officially changed the name as far as today, and we're called now the NMO, and what that stands for, the New Madden Order.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. New Madden Order. All right.
Yes.
Who's the leader of this New Madden Order?
Well, like Madden and I said previously before that me and Black Assassin are pretty much the founders of Team Legit, and the new members, you know, came and said, you know what, Team Legit is too plain, it's too original. Let's get something that, you know, would have everybody thinking and saying, hey, you know, who are these guys? So, you know, what we discussed, and we ended up coming up with a name, you know, the name I just gave you.
I like it, man. I like it. So we're going to see a lot of hashtag NMO out there on Glip, I assume.
NMO.
That's really
NMO.
That's really cool. Now, Double J, let's be honest, man. I know you got to be disappointed with how your season 1 went. You were predicted by John Campbell Buck to be in that Super Bowl and win it, and you actually got left out of the playoffs. Possibly with a flaw in the Madden programming, because you were, what, 12-4, 11-5, and tied with somebody, and you had more conference win, yet they put laser eyes in instead of you? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I was pretty upset about it, you know, but it's my fault at the end of the day. I should have won more games. You know, I shouldn't have put myself in that position.
I have to admit
that, you know, it kind of put a little pressure on me knowing that I was supposed to win the whole thing. So it made me kind of paranoid. Hey, I can't do this, can't do that. But, I mean, this season,
I'm starting a little rough, but, you know, just got my first win today, so we should definitely do a little better and hopefully make the playoffs this season.
All right.
No, not playoffs, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl matter.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I asked Assassin.
You're right.
I asked Assassin there, what are some of the things you like about the community? And where do you think OFL can improve on going into the future? Since we haven't really had a chance to talk to you on the radio, I guess I'll ask you the same question.
I'll pretty much ditto what he said. Communication, you know, it's pretty good. I mean, there's a few things that, you know, can be improved, but I mean, as far as the draft, you know, the drafting, we had a little issue with that, you know, miscommunication and stuff like that. So the draft, you know, draft having, you know, everyone have an equal chance of bidding on a player, you know, might be something that might need some improvement on how it works.
Well,
you know,
I think we'll probably just stick with that 24 hours you suggested. I thought that went pretty well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it gave
and the other cool
me,
thing,
I felt. Yeah, go ahead.
I felt like the cool thing about that was as soon as the 24 hours was up and the 4 days or whatever passed, people were really excited and real enthusiastic to get that first game in. There was a lot of activity, even till 4 in the morning out there on GLIP and stuff. So I thought that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, I felt like, you know, anybody, well, me and other, you know, other players in the community felt, you know, that everyone, you know, first shift, second shift, third shift, you know, can all have an equal chance on bidding on the player, favorite player that they want. So, you know.
Yeah,
but
I think it all worked out. I think it will go into the terms
sure
and conditions
did.
Going further. And be worked into the schedule, basically, because that's the big thing. We have to allow, 4 days, was it, maybe? But, we got another caller from the 210. 210, you're now on the air with the commissioner. You got Double J, VX, Bassin, Matternall. Who are we speaking with?
This is SC Bolt 21.
All right, SC Bolt 21 out of San Antonio, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
There he is. So, and you're another newer member of the team NMO, I believe you guys are going by now, New Madden Order. How did that all come about, you joining forces with these guys?
I just met Matternaw, and, you know, we just kept on talking, and he just threw out the invite, and I ended up accepting. I met Double J, I met Black Assassin. And, you know, we all kind of clicked from there. We all kind of shared our thoughts on the game.
Okay. I thought an interesting thing about you, a little, you went to a live in-person tournament there in Texas recently, and you actually played Dippin' Dots, which you had previously played in some OFL Now tournaments. You want to talk a little bit about how that all went down?
Yeah, we went to... I went to a tournament here in San Antonio, and there's out of our round robin group, me and Dippin' Dots played. And, you know, after our round robin group, we ended up kind of talking, came friends, and we played each other later on in the tournament as well. And then we kind of exchanged numbers, and he sent his gamer tag to me, and it was Dippin' Dots. And, like, the day before that, we played. Me and Dippin' Dots played in the Fast Four tournament, which was pretty crazy. So
that is nuts. Speaking of which, I know a lot of you guys know, and I know a lot of the guys in the community are watching, but Dippin' Dots and Buck Sweep actually played in, I believe, the championship for the Xbox One in that Madden Championships this past weekend out there in Vegas. And apparently Buck Sweep won. Dippin' Dots sent me a message. He said, it reminded him of being in an OFL Now tournament because those two are matched up a lot, just like VX Assassin gets matched up with these guys a lot. But, yeah, just Just know that I am trying really hard to find new players to come in to play in those fast fours, and now trying to get these eight-man tournaments going a little bit, so maybe you guys don't consistently get stuck playing the same guys. I know that could maybe get a little old after a while. But, Bolt, being a newer member here, I've been asking all the guys, what's some of the things you like, and where do you think we can improve on here at the OFL now to make the experience better for everyone?
I was listening to Assassin's answer, and I'm kind of the same way. You know, I like the league rankings. I like the I like this radio show. You know, it kind of keeps you in touch with the whole league and what's going on. I like the communication between everybody. You know, maybe the thing I don't like, if it's even something at all, you know, that since it's like football season's over, you know, Madden season's kind of dying down, so that's something I worry about, but it seems like it hasn't affected OFL now very much.
No, but that does bring me to one point. Somebody was saying that they really wish people would broadcast their games a little more because, you know, football's not on television anymore, so they kind of want to watch football, and basically the closest thing they can get right now is Madden, I guess. So, I mean, but I know a lot of people don't like the broadcast because they feel like people are scouting
watching
and stuff. But, yeah, so it's, I don't know how to really solve that issue. But I don't know if you guys are familiar. You were talking about the ranking systems. Basically, the ranking systems are projections for, because this summer we're going to have 10, similar to like you see in college football, 10 bowl games. And the top bowl game will have a bigger prize than the 10th bowl game. Going to get some different sponsors in there. And, yeah, so there'll be prize money up there. So those top 20 are basically like projections. They're not going to exactly be right because in the end the league officials will provide me the 10 bowl matchups they want to see, and then I just approve it or disapprove it, which I'll probably just approve it unless there's some kind of asinine matchup, which I don't think they'll do. But so yeah, those matchups or those polls actually do matter, so you can get in a bowl game and compete for some prize money. So that'd be pretty cool. That'll be this summer, by the way. We got another caller been on hold a while. 803, thanks for being on hold. You got VX Assassin, SC Bolt, Matternall, Double J, and the Commissioner. Could you state your gamer tag for everyone?
Black Assassin 10, you know, NMO representative.
Representative, you're the guy who started it all, aren't you?
You know, I like to give credit to everybody, man. I don't want to be the person to take it all. So.
Okay, well, for everyone out there, Black Assassin did start all this. I know that for a fact. But Black Assassin, did you ever think from when you started this a couple months ago, you'd end up basically being the strongest team in the OFL now by leaps and bounds? And not only that, going to have everybody coming for you guys?
I really had no idea. I thought it was going to be a smaller group, you know, but I'm pretty happy with the people we've got. We have some strong players. You know, we match up well with anybody, any group, you know. Any group want to come at us, we're ready.
Yeah, I would definitely say you guys are ready. Have you been labbing with VX Assassin and SC Bolt at all?
I just got introduced to VA Assassin today, but I told him that we can lab on Saturday. You know, spend a good chunk of Saturday labbing up. You know, take some things from each other and learn.
Did you actually know how strong the pedigrees SC Bolt and VX Assassin had when you got them to join? Previously known as Team Legit, now NMO?
Well, before, you know, I got to know them, you know, I asked for a background check, you know, see what they were up to, you know. And VA Assassin told me some pretty good things about him. Both same thing, how he's ranked so high, you know. Stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, because we are going to get some team tournaments. We're actually just talking right now how to do the format. So once we figure out the format and how to set it all up and do all that, it shouldn't take long, maybe a week or two. Will we see Team NMO in the team tournaments?
There's no doubt, man, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Nice. Any ideas how you guys would want to see that tournament set up? What we were talking about was a best of three series where each team puts up three people each round. They send in their matchup orders. So, like, if, you know, let's just say me, Snake Eyes, and Freddy Krueger had a team. Obviously, we don't. But we would send in, you know, I'd play first, Krueger would be second, Snake Eyes would be third. And then let's say you guys had a team and you sent in, like, Double J first, Assassin second, and Black Assassin third or whatever. And, you know, then you'd match up that way, kind of like blind matchups, and then do, like, the, you know, best of three series. That's how we were considering doing it. You guys have any ideas?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Well, I like it, too.
Okay, so that's probably what we're going to do. We just got to kind of iron out all the details, and then we'll be moving forward with that. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I was just saying we're just trying to, you know, keep it from where the same people are carrying the team the whole time. I like the three-man format because, you know, you can't have one person carry the team each time. You got to see how strong your group actually is.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah. That is true. So you'll have to pick and choose if you have more than three members. The reason we did decide on three is because a lot of these teams right now only have three people. Heck, I don't even think Team Garlic Sauce even has three, so it's kind of hard to even consider them a team. But speaking of Team Garlic Sauce, I was shocked to see
Garlic
Pro
Sauce.
Sports actually... Yeah, dude works at Papa John's. That's how they came up with that name, because of the garlic dipping sauce.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's Fused Vipers and Pro Sports, by the way. But shockingly, Pro Sports just knocked off Dippin' Dots in the 32-man tournament going on right now in the first round. He beat them 30-27. I was shocked. Dippin' Dots said he was shocked. I think he said he had three fumbles in a row. And, yeah, so Pro Sports capitalized on it and took advantage and won. So congrats to him.
Okay.
Also,
Garlic
congrats to
that'll never happen again, by the way.
I was wondering if he was drunk, man. But, you know, we can't take away from Pro Sports, though, you know. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Dippin' Dots probably did have a long weekend out there just getting back from Vegas, I'm sure. But, yeah, you can't take away from Pro Sports at all. He was able to pull the upset, so congrats to him. Also, congrats to Buck Sweep for winning that tournament. He's he's a Group 3 single member and currently the money leader. I think he's won over $1,040 so far in here. So congratulations, Buck Sweep. Also, thanks for not completely kicking my ass in the league game the other night. I appreciate that, too. But anyways, we got a minute left. Double J, let's have you talk a little bit about what direction you're taking your Group 2 multiple team in.
I mean, right now, we got our first win of the season today, so we're looking, you know, we just signed we just got a new acquisition. What's his name? Josh Gordon. You know, from the Bears. So we're looking to do big things this season. Now we started rough, but we're gonna finish strong.
And you're the New York Jets, right?
Oh yeah, New York Jets all day, baby.
All right. Now, VX Assassin, who do you who are you rolling with in the fantasy league?
And one of them I'm rolling with the Patriots, and the other one I'm a Falcons. I'm undefeated right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you with the Falcons. I was asking if you were still undefeated, so you did go ahead and answer that. You were the first person to ever defeat Falcao, I believe, and you beat him pretty easily, and that opened a lot of eyes. But, guys, we're out of time now, so thanks for calling in, everybody, and call in anytime, man. Later.
All right. Thank you for having us.